livestock sector is surprisingly large, or what we found in terms of our discussions with the public in different countries. They weren't aware of the fact that around 15% of global greenhouse gas emissions are associated with the livestock sector. This comes from methane produced in ruminant cattle, comes from the use of fertilizers, comes from land use, and it comes from energy used within the sort of the whole farming process.
In terms of what countries have pledged to achieve in Paris, capping the global temperature rise at 2 degrees, what kind of contribution would cutting back livestock emissions achieve in terms of helping countries achieve that pledge?
What we're seeing in Paris is a sort of really important step forwards around putting a cap on the global greenhouse gas emissions. And each country has made its own pledges. And if you add all of those up, then what they would roughly mean is that global temperatures only rise to around 2.7 degrees above pre-industrial levels. Internationally, we've agreed that the target should be around 2 degrees. So there is a shortfall between what is pledged and what is proposed. And what we know is that if we address livestock, so if we reduce consumption of emissions down to a healthier level in terms of industrialized countries and cap the growth in industrializing and developing countries, then we can sort of reduce that gap by around a quarter. So it can make a significant contribution towards sort of global greenhouse gas emissions reductions.
Given how much the livestock industries contribute to emissions, what kind of impact would that have on people's actual diets?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that varies from country to country. So certain countries like the US and Australia actually eat quite a large amount of meat per capita compared to, they eat more per capita compared to many countries in Western Europe, and then much more compared to countries, in particular in Asia, where they have a sort of a different type of diet. So in terms of reducing meat consumption, there are a number of different suggestions about the amount of meat above which you don't need to eat in order to be healthy. And so roughly there is a suggestion that around 70 to 80 grams of meat per day on average across the year, mixing your different types of meat, is a healthy amount. And in the United States, for example, they eat around 2 to 3 times that. So you can see that there can be a opportunity to significantly reduce meat consumption with added health benefits.
Governments have failed to achieve emissions reductions in areas of policies that are far less ambitious than trying to change people's diets. Is this something that would be worth the effort?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, what we've seen so far is, in terms of emissions reductions, a lot of focus has been placed upon, say, the power sector or the transport sector or the building sector. I would argue that you can see within the power sector there has been significant shifts. So in terms of the investment in renewables, 10 years ago it was around a tenth of the total investment within the power sector. Now it's around a half. So really huge changes in the way in which not only the public but also industry thinks about this. There hasn't been attention, we don't think, sufficient attention placed upon the food sector as a whole, but also then livestock and meat consumption in particular. And the reason why meat is because it has higher emissions per unit of protein than alternatives, so pulses and beans, etc. So we know that we can switch, but also then we know that meat has many important cultural issues identified with it. So this is what we found, because we did focus group analysis in China, Brazil, UK and the US. And in particular in Brazil, you see very clear association with social events around having a barbecue. And I suspect it's similar in terms of Australia. So people very much associate it with their daily life and things that they like to do. So therefore, shifting diet and shifting this sort of awareness is going to be difficult. But yet, we also know that people are concerned about issues around health, there are issues around price, and so people are willing to make changes. And so, although it may be difficult, as I said, it has co-benefits associated with it that's good for society. And also we know that unless we address the food sector and meat and bend the curve so that emissions don't continue to rise as projected, then we won't meet the internationally agreed targets on climate change.
Livestock industries in various countries are already working to reduce emissions themselves. Here, the industry body Meat and Livestock Australia is tipping millions of dollars into developing a type of algae that's been shown to reduce methane emissions out of cows and sheep. And there's projects like carbon capture and storage out of piggeries. So is this approach to reducing emissions perhaps more successful than trying to change consumption?
To be honest, it's not an either or. You need to do both. And as you said, you've listed a number of examples of where in Australia and also New Zealand and the United States, there are many initiatives to reduce emissions from the supply side, so from the production side. And within the international framework, such as we're seeing in Paris, there is whole discussions around climate smart agriculture. So how do we reduce emissions from the agricultural sector? Really important research, really important that this is undertaken. But it won't be enough in terms of if we, as I said, project forward that under a business-as-usual scenario, the consumption of meat by 2050 is expected to increase by around 75%. So even if we do all of these really important supply-side options, we will also need to bend this curve about demand. It's very clear that what we need to do is both. And what the reason that we have focused our report on the consumer side is that a lot of attention has been placed upon climate-smart agriculture, and we think probably insufficient attention has been placed upon how do you change diets in order to reduce emissions.